Not sure whether to call you Henry or Peter, Chairman, but good morning. I'm probably your tallest and your smallest shareholder. Just a couple of queries. Why are we having an EGM at all? I mean, couldn't have this waited for the AGM?
Would you give us all your questions?
Well, I'll ask you three. My second of my first three is, what is this company's obsession with EGMs? This is your third EGM in less than 2 years. Normally, and also, how much does it cost to hold an EGM? I mean, I'm just surprised that we have so many EGMs, and with this one in particular, surely we could have waited 3 months and just saved us the cost. So how much is it costing us to have all these EGMs, and why didn't we have saved this one up for the AGM? I think there's three there.
I only counted two.
Oh.
Sit down and relax and I'll have a go at you.
All right. Sure.
Would you take the microphone? Oh. We've got to be ordering here, Stephen.
Sure.
I hope you see the Batman movie soon and we're going to figure out if we could take Crusader or the Joker. But it's certainly a very, very interesting and impressive movie that my teenage boys thought was fantastic. Why now? Well, we, as you know, we renewed Graham Burke's contract in December, and if we'd been really on the case and on the ball on this matter, we'd have done it all then or shortly afterwards. Now, the fact is the board has been very preoccupied with strategic matters, and just to be honest, this hasn't had the very highest priority, but if you're buying water parks in Hawaii and building golf class in the USA, there's a lot to be done. But we've really got to the point we said enough is enough, we've got to do this. Now, I don't know exactly what the cost of us cosy meeting like this in our own, one of our own theatres, but it's not all that expensive. And waiting until who knows where we would have been by the time of the annual general meeting. Can I add something else, David?
One, where's Graham?
Oh, that's it, yeah. Keep going.
Two, who provided the professional advice? Which outside firm that you mentioned earlier? And three, could the Kirbys and Graham legally have voted, or have they voluntarily abstained?
Where's Graham? Graham chose not to be here. Now, it's clearly it's an issue. Why should he be here? It's nothing. The board's non-executive people that are doing this on his behalf. Why should he be here? In fact, my view more appropriate that he's not, although that was entirely his decision. Could John and Robert Kirby and Graham have voted? You might be surprised to know I could ask legal advice now, but that was never an issue. It was just the appropriate thing to do for the executive directors to be all completely absent from all decision making, from every discussion. Graham was punctilious about that, as were John and Robert. We mean it when we talk about corporate governance in this country. Now, we don't reveal the name of our advisors. We have lots of advisors and lots of subjects, and we had both formal and informal discussions with experts. And I'm very confident that this is state-of-the-art scheme. And in fact, as I said to John before, I think we can make a case to get ahead of the curve, but let's wait and see.
I'm not sure about that.
Number seven, could you please disclose the proxies?
Oh, yes, I'll do that, of course.
Okay. Number eight, will you commit to having your next annual meeting in Melbourne to save the company some funds and to allow some of us who are based in Melbourne, your home city, to attend rather than the for Victorians, very inconvenient practice of 9 a.m. starts on a Friday on the Gold Coast. And number nine, in terms of your comments about corporate governance and 4 out of 5 corporate governance, obviously the missing ingredient for a 5 out of 5 is having an independent non-executive chairman. So, Mr. Acting Chairman, are you enjoying being in the chair today, and would the company consider making this a more permanent practice to achieve 5 out of 5 on corporate governance? Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Well, along the proxy, we're about to read them out of the process, so I'll get it under at the moment. The annual meeting in Melbourne is actually strictly out of order, Chairman, but I will say that as far as I understand this government, it's got massive roots in Queensland, and even if you can get yourself up early enough or come up the month before, it's a fantastic day, because I think in that case we do let people into the theme park along with their kids. You've never seen so many 6-year-old kids at an annual general meeting. It's actually a great theatrical experience. And it's much more boring than a cinema sitting here, which is where we have to have it. So do try to come. And on corporate governance, we are constantly working on improving governance. There are many great companies which have executive chairmen, and this is one of them. So I'm quite content with corporate governance, and I'm absolutely certain that conflicts of interest are dealt with in the exactly appropriate way.